Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Since the band debuted in 1993, Blonde Redhead has been considered a quintessential downtown New York group. The trio's name comes from a song by the post-punk band DNA, and they have often made a big sound with just two guitars and drums. The band's sound has changed over the years, as can be heard on Here Sometimes from their new album Penny Sparkle. And joining me in the studio for a live performance are the members of Blonde Redhead with the new album Penny Sparkle in tow, but they're going to play for us a new unreleased song called Give Give. Here's Blonde Redhead on Soundcheck. That's a new song, an unreleased track from the band Blonde Redhead, live in the Soundcheck studio. It's called Give Give. Let me introduce you to the three members of Blonde Redhead. Kazu Makino sings and often plays guitar, not on that song. Amadeo Pache, who also often plays guitar, was actually playing a synthesizer keyboard on that track. And Simone Pache playing our drums. Thank you all for being here. Kazu, no guitars on that song at all. I mean, that's a really a striking departure from what people have historically come to expect from this band. Why the recent move, you know, away from guitars and towards the more electronic sounds?
Well, I suppose I faked it all these years. I'm not really a guitar player, to be truly honest. So, I'm not a great keyboard player either, but I'm a bit more familiar with keys than guitars, I'm going to say. But I suppose all these years, I really long to be a guitar player. I wanted to be like that. I wanted to have that sound, but
you feel more comfortable behind a keyboard or a laptop, or I mean, there's plenty of laptops in the studio as well.
It changes, you know, like, but you really feel even though you're changing, you don't feel that you're changing. So, and then somebody asks you, "Well, why this and why not that?"
Well, I guess the reason people are interested is, you know, it often the instrumentation will often affect how a song develops. You know, have you noticed a change, Amadeo, in the way the band's songs are written in recent, you know, since you've started doing more keyboard stuff?
I feel like we always write in one way, and then we kind of, which is mainly with guitars, mm-hmm. that's how we write, and then we kind of start messing around with ideas and see what the song really needs as far as sounding at its best. And for this album, it happened to be more keyboards than guitars. And
but you wrote the songs the usual way with guitars, and then it just seemed like this was the way the songs needed to go.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. The new album is called Penny Sparkle, and Kazu, where does that title come from?
Penny Sparkle lives in a barn upstate New York.
A barn?
Yeah, she's a horse.
Penny Sparkle is a horse. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your horse?
No, I wish she was, but no, not mine. But she sort of taught me how to ride. But it's a very long, sort of complicated story, but I suppose she's getting quite old, and I made a tribute to her. Like, in the song, the Penny Sparkle is just, I wanted to say something about her.
Mm-hmm. But this is not the first time. I mean, there's a lot of sort of equine imagery on the band's website. There's the song Equus on the previous album, 23. So,
yeah.
Is the horse kind of a recurring thing for you?
Well, yes, but I don't mean to force the issue on anyone else besides myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose it's a sign of writing song just for myself in the first place, and then end up having to sort of force it on to other people, which even happens to my bandmates. I'm not sure they really feel like playing about horses. I don't think so, but...
Yeah. But it's a lovely song, and you're going to play it for us live in the studio next. It's the title track from Blonde Redhead's latest record. It's called Penny Sparkle. And the band is playing tomorrow and Thursday night at Webster Hall. The shows start at 8, but they're playing for us live here in the Soundcheck studio this afternoon. Here is the title track, Penny Sparkle.
If Penny could tell me, oh, she sees. She says she had a fun today. She sold over like she used to. If I could only give her time.
very atmospheric song from Blonde Redhead live in the Soundcheck studio. It's the title track from the band's latest record called Penny Sparkle. And once again, Kazuma Kino singing and Amadeo Pace playing the guitar and the keyboards. Simone Pace, twin brother, playing the drums. Amadeo, in addition to the new record, Penny Sparkle, from which this song comes, you guys have also done the soundtrack to a documentary about Dungeons and Dragons,
yeah,
the old game. Were you a player of that game?
No, I never really heard about the game until we were introduced to the film. So I never heard of it. I had no idea it existed. So it was pretty insane.
Well, it was like its own little world. I mean, a real subculture for a few years there. How is it doing soundtrack music? Is it a very different experience from doing your own record?
I really love soundtrack music. It is a bit of a challenge, since you're working with someone that's just made a film and has such a clear idea about what they want, you know, and so there is a lot of compromising and going back and forth and sometimes disagreeing and having arguments, you know, about what, because you can mold scenes so much with music and you can just turn them into something completely different, and that's what we love to do, and I felt like we weren't able to do it as well as we would have wanted to, because the filmmaker had an idea about what he wanted to present.
So you sort of like the idea of being subversive with the music, of turning a scene into suggesting it's something other than what it seems. Are there songs, or is everything instrumental on this documentary?
It's mainly instrumental,
But the songs are there on the new record called Penny Sparkle. And there's a song on the record, Kazu, called Love or Prison. I mean, there's a number of songs like this on the record, but it seems to have almost a cinematic or a real dramatic quality to it. Do you see a connection between the making of a soundtrack and the making of some of these songs?
Yes. But I always, I'm kind of in the phase of starting to think that maybe it's not good to make music that sounds like soundtrack or cinematic, you know, because it's just music that accompanies the image. But I suppose we have been very, very kind of in that way end up making things that's quite intrigues visual, but I'm kind of rethinking the whole thing.
Already? The album's just out. The album's called Penny Sparkle. Here's the song. It's called Love or Prison from Blonde Redhead. That's a little bit from the record by Blonde Redhead called Penny Sparkle. The song is called Love or Prison. And the band's been playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. They're playing tomorrow night and Thursday night at Webster Hall. The shows start at 8 o'clock. And Simona, Amadeo, Kazu, thanks to the three of you
for being with us. Thank you
for sharing the new song with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're listening to Soundcheck. Thank you. album is called Penny Sparkle by the band Blonde Redhead. I mentioned they performed a new unreleased song for us in the studio today. If you missed it or want to hear it again, the audio will be up on our website in just about an hour's time. And that'll do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, does practice really make perfect? We'll hear from neuroscientist Daniel Levitin and musician Vic Wooten. And New York-based singer-songwriter Howard Fishman joins us to play some songs from his three, yes, three, new albums. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn with Don Nishimoto. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Gwenann Jones and Joe Plord, and from our archivist, Andy Lancet. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.